我们这一年很快就要过去了。
This year will end soon.
主还没有回来。
The Lord hasn't returned yet.
我们都知道主不是单言。
We all know that He is not tarrying.
主乃是宽容我们。
He is waiting for us.
所以主还是给我们机会。
The Lord still gives us a chance.
我们感谢他，让我们有这样的机会，能够一同再聚在主的跟前。
We thank Him for giving us this chance to gather before Him.
我们还可以借着主的话，能够相互的有勉励。
That with the word of the Lord, we can encourage each other.
弟兄姊妹也许都知道，这一次我的负担呢，是要从以西结书啊。来看在异象控制下的侍奉。
Brothers and sisters may know that this time my burden is to share upon Ezekiel to look at the service or ministry under the control of the vision.
我们都知道以西结书是一卷深奥难懂的书。
We all know that the book of Ezekiel is kind of hard and hard to understand.
也是一卷非常严肃的书。
It's also a very serious, a solemn book.
当然我首先声明一下。
I'd like to proclaim for now.
我们这几堂的聚会不是解经。
That these few messages that we're going to have, it's not only a gathering.
No,
it's not an explanation of the Bible.
因为若是要解经，这四堂也不够的。
If we are only studying or taking explanation of Bible, the four messages we're going to have is not enough.
而我是有一个负担啊。
Yet I have a burden.
那么从这卷书里面，我们把一些重要的属灵的原则把它拿出来交通。
That is from this book that we are going to choose a few important spiritual principles and we are going to share upon those.
我们这是盼望主能够借着这一卷书里面一些重要的信息对我们的心说话。
We hope that the Lord will speak to our hearts through these important messages in this book.
我开头的时候我想我们还是来读一点啊主的话。
We'd like to start by reading the word of the Lord.
请弟兄姊妹打开以西结书第二章。
With brothers and sisters, turn to chapter 2 of Ezekiel.
第一节。
Verse 1.
他对我说，人子啊，你站立起来，我要和你说话。
Verse 1. And he said unto me, Son of man, stand upon thy feet, and I will speak unto thee.
第十七节
Verse 17
人子啊我立你做以色列家守望的人所以你要听我口中的话替我警戒他们
Chapter 3 verse 17 Son of man I have made thee a watchman unto the house of Israel therefore hear the word at my mouth and give them warning from me
然后三十三章
Chapter 33
三十三章
Chapter 33,
第一节和第二节
verses 1 and 2.
耶和华的话临到我说人子啊你要告诉本国的子民说我使刀剑临到哪一国那一国的民从他们中间选立一人为守望。
Verse 1, again, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, speak to the children of thy people, and say unto them, When I bring a sword upon a land, if the people of the land take a man off their coast, and set him for their watchman.
第七节到十一节
Verse 7-11.
人子啊，我照样立你做以色列家守望的人，所以你要听我口中的话，替我警戒他们。我对恶人说恶人啊你必要死你以西结若不开口警戒恶人使他离开所行的道这恶人必死在罪孽之中我却要向你讨他丧命的罪倘若你警戒恶人转离所行的道他仍不转离他必死在罪孽之中你却救自己脱离了罪
Verse 7, So thou, O son of man, I have set thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore thou shalt hear the word at my mouth, and warn them from me. When I say unto the wicked, O wicked man, thou shalt surely die, if thou dost not speak to warn the wicked from his way, that wicked man shall die in his iniquity. But his blood will I require at thy hand. Nevertheless, if thou warn the wicked of his way to turn from it, if he do not turn from his way, he shall die in his iniquity, but thou hast delivered thy soul.
第10节
Verse 10.
人子啊, 你要对以色列家说, 你们常说我们的过犯, 罪恶在我们身上, 我们必因此消灭, 怎能存活呢? 你对他们说, 主耶和华说, 我指着我的永生起誓, 我断不喜悦恶人死亡, 为喜悦恶人转离所行的道而活, 以色列家啊, 你们转回转回吧, 离开恶道, 何必死亡呢?
Verse 10, Therefore, O thou son of man, speak unto the house of Israel. Thus he speaks, saying, If our transgressions and our sins be upon us, and we pine away in them, how shall we then live? Say unto them, As I live, saith the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and live. Turn ye from your evil ways, but why will ye die, O house of Israel?
第17节到20节
Verse 17 through 20
你本国的子民还说主的道不公平，其实他们的道不公平。 一人转离他的义而作孽，就必因此死亡；恶人转离他的恶，行正直与合理的事，就必因此存活。你们还说主的道不公平，以色列家啊！我必按你们个人所行的审判你们。
Verse 17, Yet the children of thy people say, The way of the Lord is not equal, but as for them, their way is not equal. When the righteous turneth from his righteousness and committeth iniquity, he shall even die thereby. But if the wicked turn from his wickedness and do that which is lawful and right, he shall live thereby. Yet ye say, The way of the Lord is not equal, O ye house of Israel. I will judge you every one after his ways.
我们回头看24章
Let's turn back to chapter 24
第24节到27节
Verses 24 to 27
以西结必这样为你们做预兆凡他所行的你们也必照样行那事来到你们就知道我是耶和华人子啊我除掉他们所依靠所喜欢的荣耀 并眼中所喜爱，心里所看重的儿女，那日逃脱的人岂不来到你这里，使你耳闻这事吗？你必向逃脱人开口说话，不在崖口。你必这样为他们做预兆，他们就知道。
Verse 24, Thus Ezekiel is unto you a sign, according to all that he hath done shall ye do. And when this cometh, ye shall know that I am the Lord God. Also thou son of man, shall it not be in the day when I take from them their strength, the joy of their glory, the desire of their eyes, and that whereupon they set their minds, their sons and their daughters, that he that escapeth in that day shall come unto thee, to cause thee to hear it with thine ears. In that day shall thy mouth be open to him which is escaped, and thou shalt speak, and be no more dumb, and thou shalt be a sign unto them, and they shall know that I am the Lord.
我们再看几处新约的圣经
Let's turn to a few places in the New Testament.
马太福音第20章
Matthew chapter 20
第28节
Verse 28
正如人子来不是要受人的服侍 乃是要服侍人 并且要舍命做多人的赎价
Verse 28 Even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister, and to give his life a ransom for many.
约翰福音第1章
John chapter 1
第51节
Verse 51
又说我实实在在地告诉你们 你们将要看见天开了 神的使者上去下来在人子身上。
Verse 51, And he saith unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto you, Hereafter you shall see heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man.
最后启示录第一章
Lastly, Revelation chapter 1
第十三节
Verse 13
登台中间有一位好像人子
Revelation chapter 1 verse 13 And in the midst of the seven candlesticks, one like unto the Son of Man.
我想我们如果仔细地读圣经
I think if we study the Bible in detail,
我们就会明白侍奉是神从永远到永远的一个神圣思想。
We would realize to serve is a holy thought in God's mind from eternity to eternity.
我们的神不仅有旨意，也有他自己的目的。
Not only our God has His will, He has His purpose.
侍奉呢，就是神旨意的实行。
To serve is to put into practice God's will.
意思神不仅定了旨意，神还要实行。
Not only God has set His will, He also will put it into practice.
神还要完成他自己的旨意。
And God will accomplish His own will.
所以认真的来说
，So seriously speaking,
侍奉。就是我们和神一同来经营神所经营的。
To serve is to manage, or to work with God what He is going to work accomplish.
简单的来说，侍奉就是我们来做神所要做的工。
Simply put, we are going to work on God's work, what He will do.
我们都知道圣经里面有一个非常宝贵的思想。
We know that in the Bible there is a precious thought.
神虽然是全能的神
Even though God is almighty and omnipotent,
他可以独自完成他自己的工作
He can accomplish His work all by Himself.
但是他却定了心意
And yet He set His mind.
他的工作要和人一同来完成
That His work will be accomplished together with man.
所以我们知道这是神造人的一个重要的目的
So we know this is an important purpose while God has created man.
而我们必须明白我们作为一个受造的人最大的目的就要成为一个侍奉的人
So we must understand as a created being by God a very important purpose is to work with God.
我们知道神开头创造人
We know that God created man.
但是呢神的心意没有停在这里
Yet God has hard desire to not stop here.
当人堕落之后
After man had fallen,
我们成了堕落的人
became the fallen race.
那么神预备救恩把我们救赎回来
So God prepared a salvation and He saved us.
因此每一个基督徒都知道我们是一个蒙救赎的人
So each Christian would know that we've been saved by grace.
但是神的心意没有停在这里
Yet God's heartDesire did not stop here.
我们必须成为一个侍奉的人，我们才达到一个真正做人的目的。
We must become a person who serve to reach that, to realize that purpose.
很可惜，今天大多数神的儿女。
And it's a shame that most of the children of God.
我们都以为得到了救恩就满足了。
We feel that we are satisfied with just receiving the salvation.
我们觉得我们现在有了永生的盼望。
We feel that we have the hope of eternity.
我们就停留在这个阶段。
We would stop at this stage.
但是神的心意不是这样。
But that's not God's heart.
神把我们救赎回来。
God has saved us.
神乃是要叫我们成为一个侍奉的人。
He wants us to be people of service.
所以若是今天我们不能成为一个侍奉的人。
So if today we cannot serve.
我们对主的救恩就有很大的亏欠。
Then we are shortchanging the Lord's salvation.
我们对不起主的救恩。
We are shortchanging the salvation of God.
所以每一个弟兄姊妹都应该成为一个侍奉的人。
So each brother, each sister must become a man or a person of service.
我们知道神当初把这个意念最早启示出来的时候
We know at the beginning when God first revealed this thought
是在出埃及记第十九章
It's in chapter 19 of Exodus
当神把以色列百姓借着摩西的时候把以色列百姓带出埃及
When God brought His people through the hand of Moses out of Egypt
那么来到西乃山
They came to Mount Sinai
神在那里宣告
God proclaimed.
他们要成为一个祭司的国度。
They'll become a nation of priests.
我们知道神这个侍奉 人的这个意念就被启示出来了。
We know that God's thought of having men of service has been revealed to man.
每一个出埃及的人都应该成为侍奉神的人。
Each person coming out of Egypt must become a man to serve.
啊，不仅这个意念在出埃及记里面被启示出来。
Not only this thought has been revealed in Exodus.
我们看到了启示录最末了的时候
We see in Revelation at, towards the end.
在二十二章里面
In chapter 22.
他告诉我们说将来他的仆人都要侍奉他。
It tells us that in the future all his servants will serve him.
所以将来我们到主那里去做什么呢
In the future, what are we going to do when we see the Lord?
我们仍旧是侍奉。
We're still going to serve.
但是我们一个尊贵的身份。
We have a noble position.
所以彼得称我们为君尊的祭司。
So Peter called us the royal priesthood.
我们乃是与主一同坐在宝座上面学习侍奉。
We'll be sitting on a throne with the Lord and we serve together.
所以在圣经里面很清楚地给我们看见。
In the Bible, it tells us clearly.
神造我们这些人。
God has created us.
神救赎我们这些人。
God has redeemed us.
最大的目的就是要把我们做成一个侍奉的人。
God's greatest purpose is to make us into people who would serve.
在旧约圣经里面
In the Old Testament,
神用了很多的人呢来解释这个意念
God used many people to explain this thought.
我们看见神用了摩西
We saw that God used Moses.
今天我们很多弟兄姊妹们呢在旧约圣经中好像我们要找一个侍奉的代表我们就用摩西对不对
A lot of times people will look for a representation of a man who served then in the Old Testament we will use Moses
我们可以从摩西的一生的里面
We look at the whole life of Moses
看见神如何做工在他身上
We see how God worked on him
神如何把摩西制造成为他的仆人
How God has molded him into his servant
我们从摩西的身上可以读出很多侍奉人的原则
From Moses, we can see and understand a lot of principle of how you would serve.
我们也可以从撒母耳的身上看见侍奉人的一个榜样。
We also see from a Samuel an example of how would serve, how you would serve.
我们都知道撒母耳是一个忠心的祭司。
We all know that Samuel is a faithful priest.
神自己说他是一个忠心的祭司。
God said himself that he is a faithful priest.
我们也看见神如何。做工在他的身上
We also see that how God worked upon him.
让他从幼年的时候那么就在神的手中被制作
So ever since from his young age he was molded in God's hand.
到以后他成为一个忠心的祭司
Till he became a faithful priest.
带领整个以色列人回转
He led the whole of the Israel people to turn around.
结束四世纪四百多年黑暗的时期
To end that, the era of the judges for 400 years, that dark age. And the end, it brought in the time of the kings.
We 能看见在这里有一个侍奉神的人
We see there is this person who served.
他是如何把神的旨意带到神的百姓当中
How he brought the will of God unto among the people of Israel.
我们从这个撒母耳身上也可以看见一个侍奉人的原则
So we see from Samuel the principle of For the man of service.
当然大卫也是一个重要的人物。
Of course, David is also an important character.
我们从大卫身上也可以看见一个侍奉人的榜样。
We also see from David the example for a man who serves.
神是如何做工在他的身上。
How God worked upon him.
把他从羊群中拉出来。
God brought him out from the flock.
把他摆在以色列家君王的宝座上。
And he placed him on the throne of Israel.
大卫是怎样的忠心在神跟前的服侍。
How David was serving God faithfully.
那么还有其他的众先知。
And there are many prophets.
所以你在旧约圣经中看见有这么多侍奉主的人的榜样。
So in the Old Testament, we see so many examples of men who serve.
这说明一件什么事呢
？What does this tell us?
就神一直要借着这些人表达他心中那个侍奉人的这个思想和意念。
That is God through these men tell us in His heart He wanted these men of service.
但是很奇妙的。
And, but wonderfully,
在旧约以色列人众多的人物里面
among all these characters in the Old Testament,
是以西结
it's Ezekiel,
把侍奉人的榜样表现得最完全
who has exemplified the men of service among them.
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
我们读圣经，很多时候我们忽略这个人物。
A lot of times when we read the Bible, we would ignore or skip over this character.
但是如果你仔细地把以西结书读完的话，
But if you have read this book of Ezekiel carefully,
以西结所代表的那个侍奉神的那个原则是比其他的人都要来得更完全。
The Ezekiel represents the man of service much better and more complete than anybody else.
当然这是在神的儿子道成肉身来到地上之前，在预表上面来讲是最完全。
Of course, this is before the Son of God who has come down to the earth. Before that happened, this is the most complete or perfect representation of that.
所以今天早晨的第一堂，
So this morning, the first message,
我们要从以西结身上来看，
We'll look from the person of Ezekiel,
神所要得着的一个侍奉的人，
that God would gain a man of service.
到底神所要的侍奉的人是怎样的一个人？
In the end, what kind of man that God wants who would serve?
我们读以西结书的时候，
When we read the book of Ezekiel,
我们会发现神对以西结有一个非常特别的称呼。
We'll find out that God has a very special title for Ezekiel.
以西结是从祭司的家族出来的。
Ezekiel came from a race of priests.
神也立他做先知。
And God established him as a prophet.
但是神对他有一个特别的称呼，叫做人子。
But God has given him a special name that is the Son of Man.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
这个人子，
The Son of Man,
是非常有意义的一个词。
It's a very meaningful term.
这个词呢，在全本圣经里面呢，一共出现过186次。
This term has appeared in the whole Bible 186 times.
这是按照中文圣经。
This is according to the Chinese Bible.
那么其中呢，有93次都是用在以西结的身上。
And among them, 93 times were used upon Ezekiel.
当然，在新约时代中，这个最多是用在主的身上。
According to the New Testament, it's mostly used upon our Lord.
这个特殊的称呼啊，
the special name,
却是侍奉的人最重要的属灵的意义。
It's the most important spiritual meaning for those who serve.
有明白原文的人告诉我们，
People who understand the original text tell us.
这个人子的意思啊，也可以翻作是真人。
This meaning of the term Son of Man can be translated into a real or true person.
那么，如果这是真人，难道我们是假人吗？
If you say if that's a real or true person, would you ask, are we fake or are we false?
弟兄姊妹，我们不是假人。
Brothers and sisters, we are not fake or false.
我们是不真。
We're just not real or not true.
我们是人，但是不真。
We are men, but we are not true. We are not real.
只有人子在神的眼中看是真人。
But only the Son of Man in the eyes of God that he is that true man.
还一个称作是原人。
Oh, another term is called the original man.
就是呢，他不是北京猿人那个猿人。
We're not saying the Peking man, that kind of man.
这是在神原初的心意中间所要的那个人。
That is, he is the man that God desired in his original mind, in original will.
所以神用了一个独特的称呼以西结。
So God has used this very unique name for Ezekiel.
神就是要借着以西结来表达出这个人子的意义。
God wants to use Ezekiel to express the meaning of Son of Man.
当然我们知道以西结只是个预表。
We all know that Ezekiel is only a type.
他还不是真正的人子。
He is not that true Son of Man.
只有我们的主耶稣基督才是真正的人子。
Only our Lord Jesus Christ, he is that true Son of Man.
我们知道我们的主为了要成全父的旨意。
We know that our Lord, in order to accomplish God's will,
要叫神的目的能够达到。
So that God's purpose can be reached.
所以他道成肉身来到地上。
So his word became flesh, he came to this world.
他来成全救恩拯救我们是代表一方面的意义。
He's completed a salvation to save us, and it completes a certain part of the meaning.
他更重要的是要把那个原子的意义把它活出来。
But even more importantly, he's the one who's going to live out the real meaning of the Son of Man.
他要把神心中原来所要的那个人的光景把它显示出来。
He's going to show forth what God wants in his heart for the true meaning of man.
所以当主耶稣到地上来成为人的时候
，So when the Lord Jesus came to the world to become man,
我们知道他不仅具有神的性情
，Not only he carries God's character,
他是神
，He is God.
并且呢，他也取了人的性情
，Also he took the character of man.
所以基督是具有神人二性的一个人。
So Christ is a man who has both the God's nature and man's nature.
所以这是一个圣经里面很重要的一个启示。
So this is a very important revelation in the Bible.
因为只有这个神人二性的这个人是神所要的那个人。
Because only this man with both God's and man's nature is the man that God desires.
只有这样的人能够跟和神一同来成全他的旨意。
Only this kind of man can accomplish God's will.
所以这个道成肉身是一个极大的奥秘。
So word became flesh, this is a great mystery.
保罗说这是大哉近浅的奥秘。
Paul says this is the great mystery of God.
那么弟兄姊妹们感谢主。
Brothers and sisters, we thank the Lord.
他不仅站在人的地位上成全了神的旨意。
Not only he stand in the position of man to accomplish God's will.
从他开始一个新的族类开始。
From him on, it started a new race.
这个族类也就是在哥林多后书第五章所讲的一个新造的族类。
And this new race is what's talked about in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, is that new creation, the new race.
所以只有我们的主耶稣才是真正的新人类。
So our Lord Jesus is the only one in that new race.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
他是那一粒麦子。
He is that grain of wheat.
那么他在地里死了。
He died and he on the ground.
结出无数的籽粒出来。
And bear many, many fruit.
所以弟兄姊妹们
so, brothers and sisters,
这就是关乎到我们蒙恩得救和我们身上所发生的故事
It has to do with how we are saved and this is our story
所以当我们得救的时候
So when we were saved
我们都知道我们从主耶稣基督领受了一个新生命
We all know that we received this new life from our Lord Jesus Christ
这个生命被称作是神的生命
And this life is called the life of God
因此在我们的身上
So therefore upon us,
我们不仅具有人性
Not only we have the human nature
我们也具备神的性情
We also have this nature character of God
所以认真讲
So seriously speaking
基督徒
Christians
不是世界上的人类
I'm not a race in this world
我们的非人类
We are unhuman
我们是新的族类
We are this new race
我们是新人类
We are this new human race
我们必须要认识这个点。
We must understand this point.
这是非常重要的一件事情。
It's a very important matter.
因为神有一个荣耀的旨意要实现。
God has this glorious will that he will realize.
他需要有一班人跟他一同配合的。
He needs a group of people to work with him.
而这班人必须被称作是人子。
And this group of people must be called the Son of Man.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
他的儿子。首先把这个完成。
His son has first accomplished this.
然后借着圣灵把他所完成的做工在你我身上。
Through the Holy Spirit, with what he has accomplished, he will work upon us.
所以今天我们不仅是一个蒙救赎的人。
Today we are not only one who's saved.
我们也应当成为一个侍奉的人。
We must also become men who will serve.
如果我们不能成为侍奉的人。
If we cannot become ones who serve.
弟兄姊妹，我们对主的救恩。有极大的亏欠。
Brothers and sisters, we are greatly shortchanging the salvation of the Lord.
所以这是一件非常非常重要的一件事情。
This is a very, very important matter.
所以因此呢，教会呢，应该是一个团体的新人。
So, church should be a corporate race of this new race, new man.
也就是团体的人子。
And that is to say, a corporate son of man.
所以今天我们要知道，你必须站在人子的地位上才能做祭司的。
So we must know that we must stand in the position of the Son of Man in order to be a priest.
所以这是在新约圣经里面一个更大的启示。
So in the New Testament, this is an even greater revelation.
所以我们很稀奇，在旧约的圣经的里面。
So we are amazed in the Old Testament.
神已经借着以西结 用预表的方式来说明人子的意义。
God has already explained the meaning of the Son of Man through the book of Ezekiel.
所以我们说在旧约圣经的里面
So we say that in the Old Testament,
以西结是更接近神在创世以前心中所要那个侍奉人的榜样。
So in the book of Ezekiel, it's even closer picture to what God wants in his heart, the man who would serve in Israel.
我们知道在其他人身上神没用这个名词。
In the other people, God did not use this name.
在摩西身上没有。
He did not use it upon Moses.
啊，摩西身上你可以读出很多侍奉人的榜样。
You can read many examples of a man who served upon Moses.
但是摩西不是人子。
But Moses is not that son of man.
撒母耳也是一样。
Same with Samuel.
大卫也是一样。
David is the same
way. 我们知道在旧约圣经还有一个人只用过一次，就是但以理。
We know that in the Old Testament, there is one more person that's been used once, that's upon Daniel.
其他都用在以西结的身上。
All the other times are referring to Ezekiel.
当然神把这个名字用在以西结身上是有他背景的意义的。
Of course, when God used his name upon Ezekiel, there's a special meaning in that background.
啊，我再说，我们今天不是解经，所以呢，关于这个背景的意义，我没办法。来述说。
So、today, again, I'd like to say it's not a Bible study or explaining the Bible, so we're not going to into that kind of detail.
但是我们能看见以西结才是真正侍奉人的一个比较完全的榜样。
But we see that Ezekiel is the true man who would serve and is that a more complete example.
这是神在创造世界以前，在过去的永远里面神心中所要的那个人。
And this is before the creation of the world, in that eternity, in God's heart, there is what God wants, this man of service.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
是他来把这个整个实际和意义完全解释出来。
He came to explain the reality, the concrete details and that meaning.
这样我们回头看以西结的时候呢
So when we look back into Ezekiel,
我们才知道他站在一个何等重要的地位上。
Then we know how important the place that he's standing on.
当然我们知道神今天没有意思在他儿子之外制造任何特别的人。
Of course, God did not mean to create anybody special outside of his son.
神坐在一个人身上代表他坐在所有人身上。
God has done that upon one man that represents that he has done it upon all men.
我希望我们这些蒙恩得救的弟兄姊妹
I hope that all of us who have been saved by grace
我们对这个能够有一个深切的一个认识
that we would have a deep understanding of this.
我们的主付上何等重大的代价
Our Lord has paid a great price.
我们的神用了何等的苦心
Our God has spent so much effort
把你我这些人救赎
To save you and me.
所以我们不能轻看这件事情。
So we cannot take this lightly.
所以愿主从以西结的身上，让我们对这件事情能有一个深刻的认识。
May the Lord allow us to have a deep understanding of this through Ezekiel.
主耶稣在地上成为人子的时候
，When the Lord came to this earth as the Son of Man.
马太福音第二十章。二十八节讲得很好。
In Matthew chapter 20, verse 28, it says, put it well.
他说人子来。
It says, the Son of Man came.
不是要受人的服侍。
Was not to be served by man.
乃是为着要服侍人。
But to minister, but to serve.
并且要做多人的赎价。
And to give his life a ransom for many.
所以主耶稣站在人子的地位上把这个侍奉的意义讲得非常的清楚。
So the Lord Jesus standing on the position of the Son of Man, and He has explained well the meaning of service or ministry.
他说要成为人子。
He is the Son of Man.
为着服侍。
For the purpose of serving.
为着救赎。
For the purpose of salvation.
所以当约翰来到主跟前的时候
，So when John came before the Lord,
主也对他说了一句话。
The Lord also said these
words. 他说你将要看见天开了。
You will see the heaven open.
神的使者上去下来在人子身上。
And the servants of God will ascend and descend upon the Son of Man.
这神的使者是什么人呢
？What are these servants of man?
其实也就是侍奉神的人。
And these are people who serve God.
也许是天使。
maybe angels,
但是也包含你我这些人。
But it includes all these.
今天我们的侍奉必须上去下来，在人子的身上。
Today we serve, we must go ascend and descend upon the Son of Man.
所以整个侍奉的意义都集中在人子这件事情上。
So the whole meaning of service is focused upon the Son of Man.
所以这是多么重要的一个启示呢？
How important a revelation this is.
所以我们感谢神。
So we thank God.
借着以西结。
Through Ezekiel.
那么他已经把这个意义呢已经向我们有了一个说明。
He has explained this meaning to us.
所以你看见在以西结的身上。
So you see upon the man of Ezekiel.
他不仅被称为人子。
Not only he's been called the son of man.
神也托付他一些重要的使命。
God also entrusted with him some important mission.
我想这个使命最重要有两个点。
I believe there are, the, there are for this mission there are most, two important points.
第一个点。
The first point.
就是神叫他做守望的人。
That is God told him to be that watchman.
这个是我们今天在侍奉上面的非常重要的一个服事。
This is what we, a very important service for us.
做守望者主要的目的是为了拯救。
To be a watchman, the most important purpose is to save.
我们从神的话语里面可以看见。
From the word of God that we can see.
一个做守望者的人。
A man as a watchman.
他头一个重要的点。
The most important point.
他对整个的时代呢，有属灵的判别力。
That he has a discernment, a spiritual discernment for the whole age.
因为很多以色列的百姓呢，他们会到守望者面前来问。
Because there are many people of Israel, they will come before the watchman and ask.
我们已经到了什么样的时代了？
What age are we at now?
我们现有的情况是怎样？
What is our current situation?
神的旨意在今天应该怎样往前呢？
What is the will of God? How should we go forth?
所以我们对于整个时代，我们应该有一个非常敏锐的一个判断力。
So for this whole age, day and age, we need to have a very sensitive, a spiritual discernment.
我们知道神一个世代一个世代的过来。
We know that age after age, God has brought
us through. 当然，他的旨意没有改变。
Of course, His will has never changed.
但是在地上工作的这个方式上面，常常有时候不一样。
But in His way of working on earth, there are some differences.
我们必须知道我们今天已经到了什么时候了。
We must know where are we, what stage we are at now.
我们必须知道今天神的儿女应该怎样往前。
We must know how the children of God should go forward.
所以一个守望者灵里面的光景必须是警醒的。
So for to be a watchman, your spiritual must be alert in your spirit.
我们知道这个灵里面的警醒是从哪里来的呢？
Do we know where this alertness comes from in the spirit?
那是从强而有力的祷告生活中产生出来的。
It comes from a strong and powerful prayer life.
我们需要在主面前有好的祷告生活。
We must have a good prayer life before the Lord.
只有你祷告的够。
Only when you have prayed enough.
你灵里面的光景才能够更明亮。
Your spiritual condition can be more illuminated.
今天我们晓得我们所处的时代。
We know that today, the time and age we are at right now,
对地上的教会来讲,
for the churches on earth,
是一个沉睡的时代,
it's a sleeping, slumbering time.
神的儿女们也失去了灵里面的警觉。
The children of God has lost that alertness in their spirit.
最大的原因是什么呢?
The greatest reason for this,
因为我们不够重视祷告。
Because we have not paid enough attention on prayer.
不仅个人祷告软弱。
Not only individually is weak.
整个教会的祷告也软弱。
For the whole church, the prayers are weak.
所以如果我们不能够有这么迫切的一个祷告的心。
If we do not have that urgency in our praying.
我们想要维持灵里面的这一种的清醒，这种警觉是不可能的。
It's impossible for us to maintain this alertness in our spiritual condition.
我们不仅灵里面的光景需要这样的清醒。
Not only we need this kind of alertness in our spiritual condition.
我们更多需要从灵里面能够察觉到神的心意。
Even more so, we need to understand God's will in our spirit.
我们要得到启示，明白神的心意。
We need to receive revelation and understand God's heart.
你作为一个守望者。
As a watchman.
你如果不明白神的心意，
you do not understand the heart of God，
那么你有什么可以告诉神的百姓呢？
What can you tell the children of God？
我们知道在旧约圣经里面有很多先知们都是守望者。
We know that in the Old Testament there are many prophets that are the watchmen.
神曾经立以赛亚为守望者。
God has established Isaiah as the watchman.
神也立哈巴谷做守望者。
God also established Habakkuk as the watchman.
这都是旧约圣经中很有名的例子。
And these are very well-known examples in the Old Testament.
这是神的百姓。
And
这些人
these men,
他们为着神的百姓
For the sake of the children of God, they stay alert before God.
他们把神荣耀的心意带到神的百姓当中。
They bring the glorious God's heart into the children of God.
你这样你才配得做一个守望者。
Then you're worthy to be a watchman.
那今天弟兄姊妹们。
But today, brothers and sisters,
神是巴望所有的圣徒都能做守望者。
God wants all the saints to be watchmen.
我们。知道这是神托付给人子的一个重要的使命。
We know this is an important mission that God has entrusted to the Son of Man.
所以作为人子
，So as the Son of Man，
他不仅对于整个时代，他有一个属灵敏锐的一个判别力。
Not only he has a sensitive discernment spiritually，
并且神告诉他说，你要吹角。
Also, God told him you need to blow the horn，
要警戒。
You need to warn them。
我们知道在旧约圣经的里面
We know that in the Old Testament,
神百姓的行动是受到号角的指引
that God, God's children, their actions were led by the horn.
所以以色列百姓都懂得这个号角的意思
So the children of Israel, they all understand the meaning of the sound
特别他们在旷野的时候
Especially when they were in the wilderness
祭司们一吹号
And when the priests would blow the trumpet
他们就知道是不是要走了
They would know whether they to go or not
是不是要停了
Whether they should stop or not
是不是要开始过节了
Or whether they should celebrate feast
他们凭着这个号角来行动
They would work and live by the sound of the trumpet
在新约时代中也是这样
In the same way in the New Testament
保罗告诉我们
Paul tells us,
在神的百姓中传递神的话语
among the children of God, people of God to spread the word
就好像吹号一样
It's just like sounding a trumpet
我们不能吹那个无定的号角对不对
We cannot just blow trumpet by freely, by will
因为你这个号角不清楚啊
If it's not clear
那么神的百姓行动就不知道怎样往前
Then the people of God will not know whether they should go forward or not
你今天这样吹明天那样吹
And you blow on this today and a different sound tomorrow
啊这个神的百姓们就困惑了
The children of God, people of God will be confused
所以需要吹明亮的号角
We need to blow that clear sound
在神的百姓中需要有清楚明亮的话引导神的百姓
Among the people of God, we need to have clear word of God to lead the children of God
我们知道旧约被掳归回的历史当中
We know that in the Old Testament in the history of captivity or exile and return
有一卷很重要的书叫以斯拉
There is a very important book called Ezra and Nehemiah
那么我们在尼希米记里面可以看到
We can see from the book of Nehemiah
当以斯拉归回的时候
When Ezra, when they return
那么尼希米呢就搭起台子请他把神的律法书带到神的百姓当中。
Nehemiah would set up a stage so that they would bring the book of God, bring the word of God back.
圣经记载。
In the Bible, it recorded.
以斯拉和他的同伴们。
Ezra and his companions.
他们在木头搭的台子上面。
They were set up on the wooden stage.
清清楚楚地传递神的话。
Clearly, they have spread the word of God.
教导那些能明白的百姓。
To teach those who can understand the children of God.
我们知道这话带来大的复兴啊。
We know that this word has brought great revival.
当以斯拉把神的律法书打开来的时候啊。
When Ezra opened up the law of God.
所有的百姓都站起来了。
All the people of God stood up.
他们清清楚楚地读。
They read it clearly.
百姓心里受感动。
And the heart of the people were touched.
听见的百姓无不痛哭。
All those who heard, they cried out loud.
看见神的清楚的言语所带来的那个感动的力量。
You see, the clear word of God has great power with it when it is brought out.
我们知道今天我们需要这种清清楚楚的话。
We know that today we need this clear word of God.
如果我们对于主的话不能够清清楚楚的，那么我们的生活呢？也是过得个不清不楚。
If we cannot be clear about the word of the Lord, the word of God, then we cannot live a life that's clear.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters,
你我能感觉到今天我们的生活是清清楚楚的吗？
You and I, can we feel whether we are living a clear-cut life?
还是我们在过这个不清不楚的生活呢？
Or are we living in muddle, in a confusion?
在教会历史上，
in the history of church,
我们看见每一个时代当神的话清楚地临到神的百姓的时候，
we see that in each age that when the word of God clearly descend upon the people of God,
他们的生活活出来就有一个明显的样式。
Their life will live in a clear pattern.
当主的话清清楚楚地临到的时候，
when the word of the Lord clearly descended,
我们在里面主耶稣基督的形象就是明亮的。
Within that, we can see a clear form of our Lord Jesus.
今天在地上的教会，
today, the church on the earth,
我们非常需要这样的话语。
We need this kind of word.
人以为说呢，把世界的知识，把世界的东西带到神的话语里面。
People think if we bring the knowledge and the word of the world into,
能够增加神话语的那个丰富。
And that it can somehow complement and add to the richness.
哪里晓得这些信息传在神的百姓中的时候呢？真是害了神的百姓。
And yet these kind of messages, they would actually hurt the children of God.
结果叫我们基督徒的生活就过了个不清不楚的。
So then we live a life of not a clear-cut life, but a confused kind of life.
作为一个守望者。
So as a watchman,
也是一个吹号角的人。
It's a man who would blow on the trumpet.
他必须吹清楚的号角。
He must give the clear sound.
那么他要用这些话警戒。神的百姓。
So he must use these words to warn the people of God.
在以西结书第三章，
in Ezekiel chapter 3
和第三十三章，
and chapter 33
有两段非常重要的话。
There are two very important passages.
神在这里对以西结说，
God told Ezekiel here,
你要去警戒恶人，
you must warn the wicked,
你要去警戒这个义人，
you also warn the righteous.
神说我不喜欢恶人死亡。
God said, I am not pleased when the wicked die.
如果你不去警戒他，
if you do not want him,
如果他死亡，我就找你算账。
And if he die, then I will ask you for an account.
如果他悔改了，
if he repented,
那么你就能得救了自己。
Then you have saved yourself.
你要警戒义人。
You must warn the righteous.
你不要因为你有义，你就可以犯作孽。
It's not to say if you're righteous, then you can do anything you want.
如果你作孽，人就是要灭亡。
And if you have done wicked, walking wicked ways, you will still fall and die.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
我们知道圣经是用了这个恶人和义人这样的说法。
We know that in the Bible, they use the term the righteous versus the wicked.
圣经没有用坏人好人的说法。
God did not use the term good versus bad.
我们知道这个坏人好人呢，这是指着一个道德的问题。
We know that when we talk about the good people and the bad people, it's referred to a moral standard.
我们知道这个恶人和义人呢，
but when we talk about the wicked and the righteous,
不仅是道德的问题，
it's not only a matter of moral,
还有目标的问题。
There's also an issue of destination or goal.
所以对于神来讲，
so for God,
你当然犯罪作恶是恶。
Of course, if you are wicked and you did bad things, you are bad, you are wicked.
更重要一件事情，
but even more importantly,
如果你达不到神的目的，也是恶。
If you cannot reach God's standard, His purpose, then it's also wicked.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
so brothers and sisters,
我们今天呢，对于这个恶人和义人，
today, when we look at the wicked and the righteous,
我们不能光停留在一个道德的层面上。
We cannot stay only at the level of morals.
因为神是有目的的。
Because God has a purpose.
老师讲了，我这个话希望没有夸张，神不在乎你好人坏人。
Frankly speaking, I hope it's not exaggerated. God doesn't care whether you're good or bad.
神在乎你是恶人还是义人。
God cares about whether you're righteous or wicked.
这是非常重要的一件事情。
This is a very important matter.
神在列国中也要设立守望。
In many nations, God would establish the watchman.
在神的百姓中更是要设立守望。
Even more so, among the people of God, God will establish the watchman.
弟兄姊妹，我们必须对这件事情有一个深刻的认识。
Brothers and sisters, we must have a deep understanding of this.
我们要知道，不然我们的行为不好，有道德的问题。是神所不喜悦的。
Of course, we need to know if our actions are bad, God would not be pleased.
我们如果达不到神的目的，
if we cannot reach God's purpose,
这个在神的眼中看也是恶。
In God's view, this is also wicked.
我们知道当初啊，这个魔鬼啊来毁坏人的时候，
we know that at the beginning when Satan came and destroyed man.
他把这个罪性带到人的里面。
He had brought this sinful nature into man.
这个最大的目的是什么呢？
What is that greatest purpose?
他不仅败坏人。
Not only he destroyed man, corrupted man.
他要叫神的目的在人的身上没办法实现。
He wants to destroy the, so that God's purpose cannot be accomplished upon man.
那个才是背后最可怕的事情。
That is the most frightening thing behind all that.
所以你看在新约圣经的里面，
So that you see in the New Testament,
罪这个希腊文呢，
The word of sin in Greek.
它原文的意思是什么？
What is the original meaning in the original text?
英文就是 miss the mark.
In English translation, that means missing the mark.
所以可见这个还不是关乎道德的问题。
So we see this is not a matter of a morality.
你杀人放火。
If you kill and you murder.
你强奸你，你做坏事当然是罪。
You arson, you commit adultery. Of course, that these are bad
things. 这些是关还是一个附带的东西。
But these are all things as side effects.
最重要的是叫你什么？叫你没有办法能够达到神的目的。
But the most important purpose was to prevent you to reach God's purpose.
所以今天我们对于这个恶和这个义，
So for this wicked and this righteous,
我们必须有属灵的领悟。
We must have a spiritual understanding.
今天神把我们救赎回来了。
God has saved us, redeemed us today.
我们若是不能够达到神的目的，
If we cannot reach God's purpose,
在神的眼中看就是恶。
In God's view, that is evil, that is wicked.
多么严肃的一件事情。
How serious a matter this is.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
那么什么叫义人呢？
What does it mean to be a righteous man?
义人。
A righteous man.
认真的说就是与神一致的人。
Okay, seriously speaking, this is a man who is consistent with God.
请我们记得。
We must remember.
神在地上不是寻找好人。
God is not looking for good men on earth.
神要寻找义人。
God is looking for the righteous man.
神可以容忍我们在道德上面所有许多犯的软弱。
God can tolerate and bear with us when we have weaknesses upon these moral things.
但是神不能容忍你在他旨意上面
违背他。But God cannot bear any deviation from His will.
我想我举个实例来讲。
Let me give you a real example.
我问弟兄姊妹们。
Let me ask brothers and sisters.
大卫是好人吗？
Is David a good man?
是吗？
Is he good?
有人摇头。
Some of you are shaking your heads.
大卫不是好人。
David is not a good man.
但是大卫是义人。
But David is a righteous man.
按照大卫所行的。
According to what David did.
连我们都不能接受，对不对？
Even we cannot accept.
连我们最低的道德水准你都不能接受。
With the, even the lowest moral standard, you cannot accept it.
你抢别人的妻子。
You are robbing others of his wife.
不是个意外。
It's not an accident.
是预谋的。
It's premeditated.
你看见你的将军对你这么忠诚。
You see how faithful your general is toward you.
用了何等可怕的手段对付他。
You use these tricks towards him.
把别人的妻子夺来了。
And you took his wife.
这个能容忍吗？
Can you tolerate this?
今天我想，即使在整个历史上，还很少人犯这么可怕的罪，对不对？
I think even looking at the history, there are not many who would commit this kind of sin.
所以我们可以说，从这个点上来看，大卫不是个好人。
So from this point, we can say that David is not a good man.
但是请你我记得。
But you must remember.
神要的是义人。
God wants righteous men.
当然了。
我们每个人都应当做好人。
Each one of us should be good.
我不是鼓励弟兄姊妹做坏人。
I'm not encouraging you to be bad.
我们看见大卫犯了可怕的事，神还是审判他。
We saw that David committed these awful deeds and God has judged
him.
Because God is righteous.
神不能容忍大卫这样做。
So I cannot tolerate David doing this.
但神没有丢弃大卫。
But God did not forsake David.
有大卫有一面的东西是与神一致的。
Because there are things in David that's consistent and is on the same side with God.
今天呢，弟兄姊妹们，我们在教会中很多时候我们的衡量很就是好人坏人怎么来。
A lot of times, brothers and sisters, in church, we often think about good, who are good, who are bad.
求主怜悯我们。
May God have mercy upon us.
让我们能看见这事情。
So that we can see this clearly.
是我们是一个堕落的罪人。
Yes, we are fallen sinners.
我们里面有恶性。
We have the sinful nature within us.
我们也有败坏的行为。
We all have corrupted deeds.
但是神已经救赎我们。
And God has saved us.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
神要叫我们能成为义人。
God wants us to be righteous men.
对，你一得救你就因信称义了。
So once you're saved, you are justified by faith.
神已经把你摆在义人的地位上。
God has placed you on the position of righteous.
对你每一件事情都应当与神一致。
So on everything you must, you should be on the same side and be consistent with God. So in the following messages,
我们要讲到一些很重要的事情。
We're going to talk about some very important things.
关乎到我们的一个义人，我们是应当。
It has to do with what we should do as a righteous man.
圣经告诉我们说,
the Bible tells us,
义人若作孽,
if the righteous would commit evil things,
他照样死亡,
he would still die.
你什么时候偏离神的旨意,
whenever you deviate from the will of God,
你照样死亡,
you will still die.
啊, 所以这是今天从这个以西结书里面我们看见的是一个很严肃的一件事情。
So from the book of Ezekiel, we see something that's very serious.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters，
我们要知道
，We must know，
神在创世之前
，Before the creation of the world，
他做的计划那么样的伟大和完整。
God has planned this great and complete and perfect plan。
人堕落之后
，After man had fallen，
他没有丢弃人。
He did not forsake man.
他又付上极重大的代价。
He has paid this heavy, extremely heavy price.
他把他的儿子舍了。
And he gave up his son.
让主耶稣到地上来。
So the Lord Jesus came to this earth.
33年半。
33 and a half years.
忍受人的一切苦痛苦。
He's tolerated all of suffering among men.
最后呢，被赤裸裸的挂在十字架上。
In the end, he was hung on the cross. Naked.
可以说惨死在十字架上。
He died in a tragedy.
这个不仅是主成全救恩。
Not only the Lord has accomplished the salvation.
也告诉我们说神的决心。
It also tells us the determination of God.
他一定要完成他所计划的。
That he will accomplish his plan.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
神付了这么重大的代价。
Such a heavy price that God had paid.
你就知道主要得主的那件事是多么的荣耀。
You know that the ultimate purpose is such is filled with glory.
所以我们作为神的儿女。
So as the child of God.
我们要体贴天父的心。
We must understand the heart of God.
不能轻看。
Of Heavenly Father.We must not take lightly of God's work. We see the people of God on earth. We sometimes despise the work of God. This how this hurt the heart of our Heavenly Father. As we touch upon the heart of God,
we touch upon the heart of God.
We touch upon the church of the Lord.
我们求主给我们里面有敬畏主的心。
We ask the Lord for that fear in our heart.
今天神是何等的怜恤我们。
Today, how merciful God is towards us.
在天下的万民中拣选我们。
That among all men, God has chosen us.
我们蒙到何等大的一个怜悯。
We have received such a great mercy.
何等大的一个福分。
What a great blessing.
神把我们摆在一个荣耀的地位。
God has placed us on this position of glory.
神的心渴望我们和他一同来完成他自己的工作。
God's heart thirsts for us to complete this work together with him.
今天在座弟兄姊妹都是人子。
Brothers and sisters who are here, we are all son of man.
我们有这个身份。
We have this status.
我们也应当有这样的一个使命。
we should also have this mission. So, brothers and sisters, we must remember. It's not that we have committed sinful deeds that we are bad people. It's our deviation from the will of God. That in the eyes of the Lord that we are deemed evil. We know that 200-300 years ago,
当弟兄运动起来的时候,
when the Brothers and Brethren movement were up,
弟兄们摸到了圣经中的这个严肃的一件事,
the Brothers touched upon the seriousness in the Bible.
他们就知道跟随主,
they found out they knew to follow the Lord.
必须要按照神的旨意,
that you must do it according to the will of God.
我们无法按照我们个人所喜好的来做什么,
we cannot do anything according to our preferences.
所以你可以看见以西结一站在人子的地位上,
we see when Ezekiel stand upon the position of the Son of Man.
他整个的侍奉和他的生活是受控制,
his whole ministry service is under that control.
我们弟兄姊妹, 我们很怕失去自由, 对不对?
Brothers and sisters, we're often we're afraid of losing the freedom.
啊, 有首诗歌唱得很好,
there's a good hymn.
主啊, 你若不把我捆绑, 我就不得自由。
Lord, if you did not bind me, then I cannot have that freedom.
我们受主的旨意的捆绑才是真自由。
When we are bound by the Lord's will, then we gain the true freedom.
所以我们盼望我们有一颗心智。
May we all have this desire.
愿我们在地上还有机会的时候,
while we still have the opportunities on earth,
让神荣耀的旨意抓住我们。
May the will of glory of God can grab us.
愿我们的生活和侍奉都受主,
so that our lives and our service will be under the Lord's control.
所以呢, 这一个人子,
so this Son of Man,
神不仅叫他做这个守望者,
not only God tells him to be that watchman,
神也叫他成为当代的一个兆头,
God also wants him to be the sign of that age.
什么叫做兆头?
What does it mean to be a sign?
就是神要叫他用他的生活来见证神。
That is, God wants to God wants him to testify with his life. God testify.
这个对于今天神的百姓来讲, 这也是重要需要恢复的一件事情。
For the people of God today, this is something important that needs to be recovered.
我们不是光用道, 用言语来为神做见证。
We are not just testifying with our words today.
神要用我们这个人的生活来为他做见证。
God wants us to testify for him in our lives.
所以因此你读以西结书的时候,
so therefore when we read Ezekiel,
你会看见神是如何用以西结来做兆头。
You see how God used Ezekiel as that sign.
我想我们没有时间一个兆头一个兆头的来看,
and we don't have time to go through one by one.
但是呢, 叫我们里面受到警惕的一件事情,
but something that must warn us within,
就是以西结做这个兆头所付上的代价是非常非常重大的。
That is the price that Ezekiel has paid in order to be that sign was indeed very great.
事实上, 用简单的话来讲, 可能这对我们讲是可怕的话, 神要我们用我们的生命来为他做见证。
And to put it simply, maybe this is kind of scary for us. God wants him to use his life, use us as our lives to testify for him. I hope that you don't feel too pressured, because your life is given by God. So only him, only he has the authority to use your life as
to testify.
So in the history of man we see, there are many great characters, and they would use God's people to their lives as the testimony. Sometimes it's not legal.
弟兄姊妹们,
it's reasonable for us to give our lives to the Lord.
那么因为是在旧约的时代,
because it's in the Old Testament time.
主耶稣呢, 还没有到地上来成为人子。
This is before the Lord Jesus came to the earth as the Son of Man.
所以呢, 因此呢, 所付上的那个代价就叫我们感觉非常可怕。
So when Ezekiel is standing in the position of the Son of Man, it's already paying a price so great that it scares us.
感谢神啊。
We thank God.
以西结真是一个爱神的人啊。
Ezekiel is a man who truly loves God.
心甘情愿的来做。
He willingly stood and to be that sign.
啊，我们只举几个简单的例子说一下。
Let's give just a few simple examples.
啊，他虽然有的时候他用外面的事物来向神的百姓说话。
Sometimes God used these external things to speak to the children of God.
有些事是神叫他本身来做。
And sometimes God used him, this person, to do.
神曾经叫他左边躺390日。
God has asked him to lie down on his left side for 390 days.
哎呀，这个已经是不容易做到。
That's something not easily accomplished.
要我们一整个晚上都是这么光左边这么躺着，我们恐怕都受不了。
We couldn't probably sleep on one side for just one night. Then we might not be able to bear.
他要390日这么左边躺。
He needed to lie on his left side for 390 days.
担负以色列家的罪。
And to carry the sin for the house of Israel.
然后呢，右边又要躺40天。
And then he lie on his right side for 40 days.
担负犹大家的这个罪。
And to carry the sin of the house of Judah.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
啊，这是神的要求。
This is God's request.
因为他要做兆头。
Because he needs to be that sign.
因为他这样做。
Because when he had done this, the Israelites would come to him and ask him, why are you doing this? Then Ezekiel can tell them why God wants them to do this. And even more frightening, Ezekiel chapter 24, God allowed his wife of Ezekiel to die suddenly. God said, I will take away suddenly of what finds favor in your eyes. We have reason to believe Ezekiel's wife is very lovable.
当然不可爱的拿走了可能还好一点，可爱的更多。
If she wasn't so lovable, maybe it's easier if God had taken her away.
神还告诉他说
God told him,
不准哀嚎，不准掉眼泪。
You cannot grieve, you cannot shed tears.
只能叹息。
You can only sigh.
哎呀，我们不能明白。
We cannot understand.
神为什么要叫他这样做？
Why did God ask him to do this?
那么当他这样做以后，
So after he has done this,
那么神就解释，叫他解释。
God explained to him.
啊，你们看看以西结书。
Ezekiel, let's turn to chapter. Ezekiel chapter
24.
God has given him the reason here. Verse
19.
And the people said unto me, Will thou not tell us what these things are to us that thou dost so?
我回答他们，耶和华的话临到我说。
And I answered them, The word of the Lord came unto me, saying,
你告诉以色列家主耶和华如此说，我必使我的圣所，就是你们势力所夸。眼里所喜爱，心中所爱惜的被亵渎，并且你们所遗留的儿女必倒在刀下。
Verse 21, Speak unto the house of Israel, Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I will profane my sanctuary, the excellency of your strength, the desire of your eyes, and that which your soul pitieth, and that your sons and your daughters, whom ye have left, shall fall by the sword.
原来神借着以西结的这个妻子的死亡，要告诉以色列百姓重要一件事情。
So God is using the death of Ezekiel's wife to tell the people of Israel something important.
你们喜欢那个外面的圣所吗？
You love this external sanctuary so much.
你们夸耀这一个。
You are boasting of this.
我想今天在地上很多人都以外面教会外表的工作为夸耀的。
I think a lot of times today we boast of our external work of the church.
神向以色列百姓借着以西结付上这么重大的代价来告诉他们。
That God is passing this message to the people of Israel through Ezekiel paying such a big heavy price.
所以今天这对我们是重要的提醒。
So today this is an important reminder for us.
无论神怎样用你,
no matter how God is going to use you,
你工作有多兴旺,
how great your work may be,
你不能爱惜这些东西。
You should not favor them.
我们的心只能在主身上。
Our hearts can only stay with the Lord.
那么弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
很多人当我们读到这里, 我们里面会觉得非常的畏惧。
A lot of people, when we read the words here, then we would be very in great fear.
不过对单身的姊妹们说,
But for the single sisters,
你不要怕嫁给传道人,
do not be afraid to marry God's servant or minister.
因为全本圣经里就这一个例子,
Because in the whole Bible, there's only one such example.
这不是所有侍奉主的人都这个样,
Not all the servant of God will end up like this.
神在一个特别的时代
In a very special age,
神用了非常的手段
God has used some extraordinary way.
当然我们知道神的爱是不容易去我们怀疑的
Of course, we cannot doubt the love of God.
神绝对是公义的神
God is absolutely righteous God.
神这样的对待他的仆人
God treated his servant this way.
我们相信
We believe.
神一定有合理的一个解释。
That God must have a reasonable explanation.
所以有很多时候圣经中出现这些东西，我们觉得，哎呀，怎么是这样的呢？
A lot of times things like this appear in the Bible. We may ask, how can it happen this way?
你不要看见故事的可怕。
You should not looking at how scary this story might be.
我们所要注意的神的心，在他的心意上面的那个迫切。
But we must pay attention to how. How earnest is God's heart upon this?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
Dear brothers and sisters,
神是爱他的仆人的,
God loves his servant,
神也爱他的妻子的,
and God also loves his servant's wife.
但是我们知道神用了这么痛苦的一种方式来解释。
Yet we see God use such a painful way to explain.
我们就知道神的旨意我们是不能轻易得罪的。
We know that for the will of God is something that we cannot treat lightly or offend him lightly. May the Lord have mercy upon us. The beginning, I mentioned. The book of Ezekiel is a very serious, a solemn book. Because it has touched upon the heart, the focal point, the focus of God. So a lot of times I encourage brothers and sisters.
我们对于神今天所要得着的那件事情，我们里面应该有个慎重的态度。
For what God wants to gain today, we must have a solemn attitude, a seriousness.
唯独在这件事情上，我们永远都不要得罪神。
If this is the only thing, you must not offend against God upon this.
人就可以在主的爱里面过着自由的生活。
You can still live freely in the love of God.
过着喜乐满足的生活。
To live a life of joy and satisfaction.
我们基督徒必须把这两件事情把它分辨得清楚。
As Christians, we must discern very clearly these two matters.
我们前面的弟兄们也警戒我们。
Brothers before us have warned us.
他们告诉我们说,
they have told us.
神的行政是我们不能得罪的。
God's governance cannot be offensed against.
你在神的行政上得罪神，神是永远不会赦免。
If you offend against God's government, God will not forgive.
如果在你个人的生活的里面你有软弱和失败神的宽容的心是很大的
If in your personal life you have sin, you have committed sin God is greatly tolerant of that
我们心中常常感觉很遗憾的
We feel in our heart something that's a shame.
有的弟兄姊妹，有的侍奉主人，他们个人的生活操守都是非常好的。
For some brothers or sisters in their personal life, they have a good, they live up to a good conduct.
唯独他们碰到神的心意的事情上面。
But upon matters that touched God's purpose,
他们竟然不在意。
They take them lightly.
这是很可惜的一件事。
That is indeed very shameful.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters, we need the mercy of God.
那么今天这个时代中，我们怎样用生活来为主做见证呢？
So in today's day and age, how should we testify in our daily lives?
约翰在晚年的时候写了约翰福音。
John has written the gospel according to John in his old
years. 我们知道在约翰福音里面，约翰刻意的记载了八个神迹。
We know that in the book of John is recorded 8 signs or miracles.
那么这八个神迹呢，在原文的意思上面就是兆头。
And so these 8 signs, used the word sign in the original text.
什么兆头呢？
What are these signs?
是基督生命的一个兆头。
These are signs for the life of Christ.
哪里有这些兆头出现，就证明那里有基督丰盛的生命。
Wherever you see these signs appear, then it will show you there is the life of Christ. So it's the Lord who brought this life.
主耶稣一到个地方,
Wherever the Lord Jesus came to a place,
不仅人的难处被解决了,
not only the problems will be solved there,
重要的是那个生命被显明出来了。
More importantly, this life has been shown forth.
所以今天呢，我们为主做见证。
So today, when we testify for the Lord,
哪里从我们的身上有主的丰盛的生命显露出来的时候，
Whenever the richness of the Lord's life has been shown forth from us,
那么那个就是今天的见证。
That is the testimony of today.
所以我们常常讲，基督徒要把基督活出来，对不对？
So oftentimes we say Christians will need to live out Christ.
你怎么样把基督活出来？
How do you live out Christ?
你就是借着主给我们的生命，在我们生活中把它见证出来。
That is through the life that the Lord has given us that we put it into practice in our daily lives.
当然今天有许多时候主也许可一些外面的苦难临到我们。
Of course, the Lord allows some of the persecution to descend upon us today.
我们知道这些苦难最重要的意义就是叫我们在这里经历他生命的大能。
We know that most important purpose for us to experience these persecutions, these sufferings, is for us to experience the Lord's mighty power.
所以我们生活中的点点滴滴神都可以用。
So the Lord can use each detail in our life.
如果我们能今天能明白这个意义，
If we can understand this meaning today,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们在生活中我们就有了积极的意义。
Then in our daily lives we have a positive meaning.
我们就不会有消极的感觉。
We will not have the negative feelings.
我们也不会问说主为什么这件事情领导我。
We will not ask the Lord, say, why does this happen to me?
有很多人就像旧约圣经一样。
It's like in the Old Testament.
心怀不平。
A lot of people, they feel this is unfair.
他说耶和华神呢？
He said, the Lord God.
那些人犯罪作恶。
Those people are sinning.
又吃得白白胖胖的。
And they're still doing well.
家里也平安。
And they have peace in their household.
最后呢，平安下地狱。
And then peacefully they go to hell.
我们这些人兢兢业业地跟随你。
And we've been following you so carefully.
我们这么爱你。
And we love you so much.
那么我们好像赶不上他呢。
And we seem to be not doing as well as those people.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
记得你是人子。
You must remember you are a son of man.
每一件事情临到你都有主的美意的。
Each thing, event that comes upon you, there is a meaning.
因为你要作为这个时代的兆头。
Because you will be the sign of this age.
神要用你的生活来做见证。
God wants to use your daily life to be a testimony.
所以对于基督徒来讲，没有消极的事情。
So for Christians, there is nothing negative.
每一件事情都具备积极的意义在里面。
Each incident, each matter has this positive
meaning. 在他旨意之外的事，绝不可能临到我们。
Things that are outside of His will never come upon us.
我们应该有这个信心。
We must have this faith.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
so dear brothers and sisters,
神今天不是光用你的言语来做见证。
God not only wants you to use your words to testify for Him.
神要用这个人的生活来做见证。
God wants you to use your life, your daily living, to testify for Him.
我们 作为基督徒必须明白这件事情。
As Christians, we must understand this.
弟兄姊妹，神已经看中我们了。
Brothers and sisters, God has chosen us.
神要我们成为一个侍奉的人。
God wants us to be people of service.
神要我们在这个世代中间。
God wants us.
跟他一同来完成他自己的工作。
Wants us to complete His work together with Him in this age.
神实在是高抬我们。
God truly is uplifting us.
所以从以西结先知以西结的身上
，From the prophet Ezekiel,
你首先看见
，Firstly you see
神所要的侍奉的人到底是怎样的一个人
？The man of service that God wants, what kind of man is he？
所以我们求主
，Let's ask the Lord，
让我们每个弟兄姊妹都能有这样的一个领会
，For each of us to have such an understanding。
我们。不以我们的得救为满足。
We should not be satisfied with just being saved.
我们要追求。
We must pursue.
做神的祭司。
To be priests of God.
我们所有蒙恩得救的人。
So all who have been saved by grace.
我们都应当像以西结一样，这样来侍奉神。
We should all serve God like Ezekiel.
愿主。
May the Lord
真正得着我们每个弟兄姊妹都成为他的同工了。
Truly gain us and have access to us to be co-workers of Him.
我再说。
Let me repeat.
如果今天我们不能成为一个侍奉的人
，If we cannot be a man of service today，
我们亏负我们天上的父亲。
We are shortchanging our heavenly Father.
我们也在主的救恩上对他有亏负。
We are also shortchanging the Lord in His salvation.
啊，今天主还留我们在地上。
Today the Lord still allows us to stay on this earth.
主还给我们机会。
The Lord is still giving us chances.
没有一个弟兄姊妹丧失这个机会。
No, may we all no don't lose this opportunity.
我想，关于一个侍奉的人，他应当怎样在主面前跟随主，怎样侍奉
？For a man of service, how he should follow the Lord, how to serve before the Lord.
我们下面几堂还会接着说。
We will keep sharing in the next few messages.
我们早晨的聚会就停在这里。
We'll stop our message this morning.
我们请低头一点祷告。
Let's bow for a word of prayer.
主啊，我们真是满心的感谢你。
Lord, we truly thank you with all our hearts.
你在千万人中拣选我们。
You have chosen us among thousands.
你为我们每一个人付上重大的代价。
You have paid us such a heavy price for each one of us.
你不仅把我们救赎回来。
Not only you have saved us.
你把你自己的生命赐给我们。
You have given us your own life.
你还要在我们身上做工。
You will work upon us.
让我们成为一个侍奉的人。
So that we can become men of service.
好叫我们能与你同工。
So that we can co-work with you.
我们能在今生在地上。就能经营神所经营的。
That in this life on earth that we can govern with you what you have.
主啊，我们求你把我们放在你话语的光中。
May you put us into the light of your word.
让我们今天明白我们所站的地位。
So we understand the position we are standing in.
好叫我们能更多的顺服你。
So that we can obey and submit to you even more.
我们求你纪念你自己的工作。
We ask that you remember your own work.
你既然还留我们在地上。
Since you still keep us on earth.
这就是你给我们的机会。
This is the opportunity you have given us.
主啊，愿你亲手为我们来持守。
Lord, may you sustain for us.
神愿没有一个人是失落的。
Not one of us will be lost.
我们从深处把敬拜归给你。
From the depth of our hearts, we give you our worship.
垂听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayers.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.